Spin Golf with Matthew Lawrence. Your 8:03 tee time every Sunday morning right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by tweeting Matthew at ML on WLXG. Ask questions or comments on what you'd like Matthew to talk about on the show. Today's show is sponsored by French Lick Resort, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Play Golf Lexington, and by Edwin Watts Golf. Let's join your host, Matthew Lawrence, for Backspin Golf.
If there's a better opening theme song on any show, I don't know what it is.
Straight down the middle.
I have no idea. Straight down the middle, the great Bing. I mean, I could just sit here and listen to that all day. Good morning, everyone. I haven't introduced you. I've always told you this. Don't speak till you're introduced. And don't make that face at me. Perry French. Hi, Perry French.
Good morning.
Now, there you go. See? Welcome, everybody. 8:03 tea time here at the Square. Live this morning with Perry French as we discuss what has turned into an absolute dogfight against a golf course. Mm-hmm. Forget about other golfers. Mm-hmm. Whoever they are out on the course in the final round of the PGA today, this is about beating Quail Hollow, period.
Without a doubt, it's a great way to present that.
Thank you.
It is that. Normally we think about the handful of guys competing against each other. This golf course has taken center stage since day one. And yesterday was just, I mean, if day four is even anywhere close to what happened on day three, it's going to be a crazy Sunday.
Well, and the interesting thing is the last two majors of the year, we've seen really low scores, mm-hmm. both of them. Mm-hmm. And people are going, well, wait a minute. These are majors. Wait a second. The U.S. Open, what did Koepka do? What are these guys do? And now we get the PGA on a golf course. It's not really the same golf course. Right. That is a PGA Tour stop.
Sure.
Where guys have played, but they haven't played this golf course.
Well, the premium right now is driving the golf ball, putting the fairway with the high Bermuda rough, even 3 inches of Bermuda rough is enough,
right?
As thick as it is, and then greens that are really challenging, speed. Bermuda is always a little different for the players because they don't play a lot of Bermuda green golf courses, and these are giving them all kinds of.
And you know the interesting. By the way, John Patrick from the Augusta Golf Show is going to be calling us at about 8:40. Or so. But we can take some phone calls this morning, mm-hmm. which we don't usually get to do. So if you want to ask Perry a question, don't ask me a question because I don't know anything. 381-1313 is the way you get us. When you looked at on Thursday or even Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday on live from the PGA on the Golf Channel, you look at this golf course, the fairways are wide. The greens are huge, mm-hmm. and it looks like, especially looking back from a hole towards the tee, when they have the camera shooting back down that way, it looks like Kearney Hill. It looks like, where I want to talk to you about my experience there yesterday, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like, and you're thinking, wait a minute, these guys, the best in the world, what is so... And then you look at those greens and the slopes on those greens. Here's the other thing. The PGA of America, everybody always talks about the USGA, how they set up a U.S. Open course. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, the PGA of America, where they're putting these pins, and you can't really see it because the slopes are pretty subtle in a lot of places. And then you hear the guys playing out there going, well, you got to hit it 40 feet from the pin.
Well, that's every setup's always key to making a major,
right?
Because they're playing on a golf course that sometimes, rather than trying to trump it up a little bit, they do the things with pins. Comment about the pin placements, no level spots.
Right.
You know, it's hard to get your speed down when the 2 foot past the hole, it's going to take another 5 feet of roll.
Right.
That's defensive putting. Whenever you're looking at that kind of position. So being in the right spot, having that uphill putt, in that position that we see and talk about a lot when we watch the Masters, because you hit it 35, 40 feet to the right of the hole or left of the hole, and it feeds down right. to the cup, and that's how the shots are played. We're seeing a lot of that here this week at Quail Hollow. So it's a very interesting test of golf, much different than the PGA Tour event.
And six under leading. And we have two guys now on Thursday morning when we got up and we were getting ready to start the PGA.
Mm-hmm.
If you had said the final group in the PGA is going to be Kevin Kisner and Chris Stroud, you'd have a lot of people going, wait a minute, I'm not watching that. Yeah. It's like the John Deere Classic or
exactly.
something. Then you got Matsuyama, you got, and we're going to talk about this because this is yesterday, the destruction in the last 2 hours of the round of guys like Jason Day, Ricky Fowler, guys that were right
Kisner.
There.
I mean,
Kisner could have been four shots ahead or five shots ahead. Yeah. Jason Day's experience yesterday, making an eight on 18.
On 18. I mean,
it was on 18.
He finished like a lot of us had finished. You're like, what was he thinking?
Or not thinking.
Or not.
But yes. You know what they also did? This is great. On that shot tracker thing yes. they use. Mm-hmm.
Trackman.
At the end of the broadcast, they put up the graphic of, it was just a white arrow thing, mm-hmm. his tee shot, and the next, seven shots. They didn't put for his last putt. But into the woods, he tried to do something I've never seen a pro golfer do, hook a ball around 100 yards of trees where his club slammed into the tree when he was trying to hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And all the travails that went on that hole, it was staggering to me.
The Green Mile can now be called probably the Ugly Mile.
Yeah.
I mean, because it was ugly. The top players finishing, you know, Kisner with a double with the double on 16 and the bogey on 17 or 18, just really two really poor golf shots for a guy who, at that time, I thought going into the tee shot on 16, he was in great shape.
Right.
This guy was looking like...
Then he hits it in the water.
Yeah, just whiffs it. He was 40 yards back of where the ball crossed. It didn't like it hit to the edge of the green and went in the right. water down the slope, which is very possible.
Yeah.
Certainly on 16 and 17. I mean, it was way offline from the get-go. So, interesting to see that these shots, like you said, the golf course... I think 5.5 hour round. Hello. It's a lot of, you know, a lot of keeping your head together, tough to stay patient. And certainly with the pressure of trying to win in the golf course being this difficult on the miss hits, the drives are just, you know, eight feet out of the fairway. It's going to be hard to control that shot into the
right.
green and then missing the green complexes that are so difficult and big. I think that might even be make it even tougher because now you've got 50 foot putt across this terrain and
everybody was talking about how defensive you have to be for right. 18 holes. There are four holes on this golf course, two on each side, that most of the pros feel when they step to the tee they're birdie holes.
Right.
Only four out of 18 holes. So if you don't make birdie, then you have the added pressure of when you're on those holes,
right.
you know you have to make a birdie on those holes. Every other hole, you're playing defense.
We'll talk about Matsuyama, who's obviously playing as well as anybody coming into this event.
Right.
And Stroud as well, both winning last week, both Strixon guys.
Hello!
Hello. but Matsuyama yesterday, the last 11 holes, no birdies.
Right.
I mean, that's how hard this golf course is. Two over par for 11 holes. When was the last, and shot 64 the day before. How in the world can he not even have and make at least a birdie?
Right.
And this golf course can do that. You'll go a lot of holes without making a birdie. If you miss 15, which is the birdie hole on the back nine,
right.
you talk about that, you know, you should be able to reach it in two,
right.
but don't hit your drive very well there and you're going to scramble for par.
Right.
And it's going to be a really neat challenge. I think this is great for this year because I thought the U.S. Open is, as much as it was the great rounds, I thought that Aaron Hills, it just didn't play like U.S.
Open. I agree, 100%. I don't ever want to see U.S. Open there again.
It's just not. It was, you know, 16 under par, great golf. There's no overpowering golf,
right.
quite frankly, but on that part. But I'd rather see a U.S. Open where, you know, two under par each day is a great score.
Right. Well, we all remember Rex Hogarth, who's really terrific on golfchannel.com, he put up, remember when Nick Faldo made 18 pars during the final round to win the 1987 Open Championship? I do remember that. And people went nuts. If somebody makes 18 pars today, if Kistner makes 18 pars today, he's winning.
Yeah, even par today.
If Chris Stroud makes 18 pars today, he's going to win.
Stroud shot even par yesterday. Kistner shot two over.
Yep.
Two under par was the lowest round of the day, 69 by
Justin Thomas. And we were talking before, a lot of people would love to see this kid win a major. And this, I'll tell you, whoever wins this one, it will really be a feather in their cap, because to survive these 4 days of golf on this golf course, and we haven't mentioned, I didn't even check, but you said the weather could possibly really play a factor.
Yeah, that's an issue that they mentioned this morning, catching the Golf Channel this morning, and that there's good chance for weather to come in around noon and at 5. So that's going to make for a long day and maybe a Monday finish.
And the leaders don't even tee off till 2:45, I think.
Right. So this is going to be a challenge, for them. Last rounds are taking long, 5.5 hour rounds of golf. That's a long time to be out there.
And now they know how we feel sometimes when we're out and people are playing in front of you that don't know what they're doing. That's all I'll say.
These guys supposedly know what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
That's going to make it an interesting.
There are all kinds of, and we'll get to them, all kinds of statistics. Justin Ray on the Golf Channel on Twitter is the most amazing guy in the world. If you're a golf fan and you're on Twitter and you're not following Justin Ray, his stats, none of us can figure out how he does what he does. But we'll take a break. But one of the stats that he's pulled up, 14 of the last 16 major championship winners were within 4 shots of the lead going into the final round. There's all kinds of stats about this stuff. And it'll be really exciting today. Whatever happens, it's going to be, if it finishes today. Hopefully it does.
But you're right. The last 3 holes changed the way today shaped up just by what happened with the finish from Kisner, Ricky Fowler, Jason Day. Matsuyama makes 3 pars, and he's lapping the field, making 3 pars. that's the huge
piece. I know.
I mean, that's pars are going to be, they're going to be precious.
Well, you talked about the green mile, which is, it's quite a term. We all know the movie, the Green Mile. But 16, 17, and 18 here is just unbelievable. All right. Give us a call, 381-1313, if you'd like to talk to Perry or myself. And then at about 8:40, John Patrick from the Augusta Golf Show will join us, and we'll get his thoughts. And he has seen a lot of majors over the years and interviewed every one of these guys for his show. So it'll be interesting to talk to him. Perry French, Mr. Srixon, Mr. Cleveland, Chris Stroud. Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Got some guys in the hunt this
two
week.
Of the top 3 guys going into the final round are Srixon guys.
Yeah. Coming off wins last week, so.
Not a bad stretch.
It's a nice little
for
stretch
our
for
company
us. Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, Sean, thanks for being here this morning. We appreciate it. Sean stole sleep. Sean,
amazing what a cup
up.
Of coffee does for him.
Matthew Lawrence and Perry French on Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf. This morning on Mike and Mike.
More beef with Tom Brady for not answering a question about whether or not he had a concussion last year, or with his wife Giselle for making us all believe that he did have one.
My beef is with Tom Brady here. It is our business, Tom. Like, the NFL is our business. And with all due respect to you, Tommy, your wife, she's the one who told us that you had a concussion last year.
Mike and Mike, weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN. Sports Radio 1300.
As a mom, I'm always looking for affordable family fun. I recommend the Lexington Legends. They play today at 2:05. Get your tickets now by phone at 859-422-RUNS or online at lexingtonlegends.com.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year, our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symmetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. Paws relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSPets.org.
Looking for healthy, homemade food in a humble, hospitable environment? Look no further than Skewers in Lexington. Delicious, authentic Mediterranean menu items including salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and many more. We also feature combo trays of locally purchased meats and produce, and we cater party orders. Visit us at 130 West Tiverton Way or order online at www.skewerslexington.com or by phone and have any of our delicious food delivered straight to you. Skewers, the only authentic Mediterranean food in this area.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Arctic Cat factory authorized clearance events is going on now at MLS Power Sports, and it's bigger than ever with rebates up to $3,500 and financing as low as 3.9% on brand new Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Don't miss out on your next ride and hurry into MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Offer valid for participating dealers while supplies last and subject to change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. Book your tee time at one of their five public courses at lexingtonky.gov. Play golf, Lexington.
Welcome back, Perry French and Matthew Lawrence. That's who I am. Sitting here, getting ready for the final round of the PGA Championship from Quail Hollow in Charlotte. It sounds so beautiful and peaceful, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Quail Hollow.
Mm-hmm. Very peaceful.
Unless you have a golf club in your hand and you're out trying to win a major, then it's not so peaceful. We were talking before the break about the Green Mile, 16, mm-hmm. 17, mm-hmm. and 18. Players at even, from Justin Ray, players at even par or better for the week. In other words, the top players.
Right.
Even par or better, and there aren't that many of them, played holes 16 through 18 in a combined 19 over par yesterday. 19 yeah. over par yesterday.
Yeah, that's going to be, it's going to play just as they would hope it would be. It's going to be the determining factor in this tournament.
Dadgum PGA of America.
Well, and the Green Mile came into play.
Are you a member of PGA of America?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am.
You people are the worst.
We're, you know, the PGA Championship is always, you know, it's the only one where it's all professionals.
Right.
So that's makes it certainly interesting from the four majors. And now that you've got a field of 156 professionals, it's always seemed to be the least test of golf for
right.
scoring. It always,
of
you know,
four.
You got to go a little lower in the PGA Championship. More similar to a PGA Tour event.
Right.
Part and part, they wanted to have that type of lots of birdies, lots of mm-hmm. action. This is playing completely opposite. It's literally taking on the strongest major field-wise, as well as the golf course and the relations to par. This is going to be a really tough finish. We were talking a second ago. I think if someone can get it to one or two under par and bring it into the clubhouse, I don't know if somebody can come from four back, because I don't know if 65's out there. Boy, it's a big round. 66 under par from.
Oh, yeah.
I think the leaders, you mentioned that four shots of the lead, that's three under par. There's a pretty good number of guys. I think there's about eight guys in that three under par better. I think that's the really realistic number, because you can shoot two or three under par, maybe shoot 60. Boy, 67 seems like a really
even that. Day. That's only four under par, but it's to do on this golf course.
Right,
to
four
do
under
that.
Par is making your birdies, like you mentioned.
And not making any
and
bogeys.
No bogeys. Will there be a bogey if you run today? Will that guy win the tournament?
If he's close enough, you have to think yes.
Yeah, you mentioned 70, even par, 71. Kisner shoots 71 today, and is that going to be enough? Possibly.
Right.
I think 7-9 is going to be the number. Mm-hmm. If he can get it to 9 under
par. And
they're
par, 6 under right now, right. The leaders.
He's 7.
Right.
So that's really where I think it's going to fall, because the golf course is not going to get any easier.
Now, here's what I think, too. I say I'm picking Louis Oosthuizen.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned he hurt his arm. He hit one of the more incredible shots you'll ever see. He hit a root with his club and hurt his forearm. But he said after the round he was fine. And, the guys that were playing, they said he was okay. So assuming that, I'm going to pick Louis, because he's already won two majors. He's got that beautiful. If I could have one swing like a guy on tour, I think I would have Louis' swing. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, he's certainly been noted for his great golf swing.
Yeah.
Hasn't won in the States.
Yeah.
That's an amazing stat.
Amazing stats.
He has not won the PGA Tour on American soil. So this will be, he's right there at five. Justin Thomas at five. But those are the two guys that we talked about earlier. I think they're the ones who are playing probably the best form.
Yeah.
And I think from behind.
I was going to say, here's the key, I think, today. I think what's going to happen, I don't think Kisner is going to win. I don't think Chris Stroud is going to win. I think somebody just below them, maybe three shots back, two shots back, is going to finish ahead of them by an hour and post and go into the clubhouse at 7 or 8.
Right.
And then these guys coming in are going to be playing the green mile with the pressure of knowing they have to make a birdie. That's what I think is going
first
to happen.
First to post. Might
first
be the,
to post.
Yeah, so it might be the way that this thing finishes out, and it'll be interesting to see who that comes from the guys that we mentioned below, that within four shots of the lead, and that's going to be, it's going to be fun to watch. I think the biggest challenge for most of the players today will be the length of time it takes to play, and especially if weather gets involved. And they have delays, and that will change the golf course a whole lot if they get back out in the course.
They had periods. It's interesting you mentioned this, because they were so fast and firm, the greens, and they had periods of rain where they went back out, and all of a sudden they're throwing darts.
Well, the sub-zero.
Explain to people what that is.
Well, basically, it's what Augusta National started with, the underneath the putting green surfaces, and it's a automated. Controlled and automated drainage system.
It allows
the greens to move water away quickly. They're designed that way anyhow, even in natural design with
but
the layers.
This sucks the water
This speeds the process up tenfold. So
amazing.
Where a normal green with a pretty good downpour would take 30 minutes to be playable, this can be done in 10 minutes and have the water just move it away and get the surface of the green to be. Not to damage it going forward. So,
imagine how good Bobby Jones would have been if they had sub-airs.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great, because they'll get back on the course faster. Instead of having an hour delay, you only have a 30-minute delay when the rain stops. That's the key thing. You take that time from when, it stopped raining, let's go back. No, you got to have time for the water to move and get to its and start getting below the surface. And depending on how wet the golf course, which is not. Just moderately, it's the moderate rains that they had. It's not like the golf course is going to be terribly long to drain.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting to see how that comes into play. And again, going back the stop and the start, if that's the case, and the mental dexterity it's going to take to finish this tournament, because you said it's not really about playing your opponent, it's about the golf course.
Right.
If you and I are playing in the lead and I'm worried about beating you, all of a sudden, the guy two groups in front of us
absolutely
beats the golf course because beating you necessarily isn't going to happen because my five doesn't beat your six. Well, that's not any good.
Right.
The golf course is definitely taking the forefront, and those who can stay focused on old man par. Wow, I didn't think we'd be saying that about a PGA Championship, but par is going to be a great score today on any hole.
Except
for those few, but you're going to probably make a bogey. So par, as the bogey birdie scenario, is huge. And the guy who can avoid the noid,
right,
a double bogey, boy, they're lurking out there every chance of a missed fairway, a missed green. It's just a significant golf course. And Bermuda rough, for those of you who haven't played in Bermuda rough, wow.
Yeah.
It's when it gets this thick and these best players can't control the golf ball. They can't get the club on the ball. It's going to be a really tough test and how they manage their misses.
Right.
Jason Day didn't do a very good job of that yesterday.
Yes.
Both times. I mean, he made double bogey and he's just not managing his misses well. I mean, you just can't be that aggressive. It's not a PGA Tour event.
Right.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
You just can't bomb it down there 30 yards off the fairway and think you can knock it on the green with a wedge. You cannot do that here today. And he made that mistake, got a little too aggressive, and take your bogey.
We both said all he had to do was chip out sideways, and at worst, he was going to make a bogey.
He's 3 under par starting today. He's as much the hunt. At even par, 7 shots back.
Right.
I don't see it happening.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. But too many people to climb.
He knew it after the first couple shots. After making an 8 and blowing himself out of the tournament, he was smiling, laughing when he said thank you to Hideki as they were walking off. They said something to each other, which is amazing because Hideki never says a word.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Somebody,
I don't know how much English he knows.
So, well,
he
seems here's to the know thing. More English somebody, than he says. His translator said, they asked him, does he just not speak a lot of English or is he just not talking? And the guy said, he doesn't know a lot of English, so he doesn't really speak in English. He said, but he doesn't really speak in Japanese either. He's
pretty,
very quiet.
Pretty quiet guy.
Very, he's so young.
He's 25, right?
Did he's so be, young this? To be... anyway. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Happy birthday, Sean C.
Happy birthday to you.
We didn't even know.
Yeah, he had to.
Matter of fact, Sean didn't even know until last night. So we're in good company. Perry French sitting in here on Backspin Golf. It's ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com. ESPN Sports Radio 13.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops now through August 31st and demo the new Ping G400 Woods, irons, or hybrids. And register for your chance to win. 4 lucky grand prize winners will score a VIP fitting for a new driver and putter at the Ping facility. A tour of Ping, including the Ping Gold Putter Vault, plus a round of golf. First prize winners from each store will receive a $50 Edwin Watts gift card. So stop by today and demo the new Ping G400s for your chance to win big at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
People-friendly equipment, technology, and service for all of your print communication needs. Look no further.
Just Whistle for duplicator sales and service.
Copy, scan, fax, send, or mail. Your unduplicated professionals can simplify the process with world-class network business machines from Ricoh and Savin. High-quality office equipment solutions and services, and the fairest possible price always for you. That's our commitment.
For today and tomorrow.
And our commitment continues from our Fast Track Quick Print Copy Center. Our Ricoh High Speed Pro Series offer convenient copying and wide format solutions for all your needs. Call today, 859-373-0065. Duplicator Sales, Fast Track Copy Service, Corporate Mailing Systems, Ricoh and Savin. Call 859-373-0065 or
Just Whistle for Duplicator Sales and Service.
2308 Versailles Road, Lexington, with offices in Louisville, London, and Elizabethtown.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. all the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
Major key alert, don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested, so pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
You know, it was right about 2 years ago at this time that a new restaurant opened on Main Street. And it's quickly become a favorite for anybody that wants the best steaks and the best seafood. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood. They were just named one of the best steakhouses in the nation by TastingTable.com. Very big national website. Why don't you give them a visit? It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood on Main Street. Tony'sSteaksAndSeafood.com.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
Upset winner.
All right, do you realize how radio works?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah,
I'm just curious. How long we've been doing this?
It was timing.
I know, it was timing. Ask me what the secret of comedy is. What timing. Thank you. See how that's an old vaudeville joke.
You're an old vaudevillian?
Is that what you're? Am I ever?
Yes, you are.
You got that right. Mm-hmm. Mike's on the line with us. I had a feeling Mike might call this morning. Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I am doing relatively well. I haven't been able to play golf this summer because I had some surgery. So mid-September, he said I could start swinging a golf club real hard and then throwing it.
Oh, good. The throwing it is the key part. Yeah. Nobody cares about hitting it. It's throwing it that's important.
Hey, I'm going to disagree. I think Kisner's going to win this tournament.
Okay. You're certainly entitled to your opinion, Mike.
well, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, he's won on the PGA Tour before.
Yes, he has.
Recently.
Two victories, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like the guy's a total rookie or anything.
No, no, no. Mm-hmm. I don't think that. I just think he's been at or near the lead pretty much the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I think we saw yesterday a little bit of... He's the one guy, actually, Mike. He's the most consistent. He's first in greens and regulation, I think fourth in driving, hitting the ball in the fairway. But I think the toll of 4 days of that at some point towards the end, and I really do believe what I said before, we don't know who's going to win, but I think this is going to be a guy finishing early and posting a 7-8 under something. Because when Kisner and these guys, if they're still there, have to play the green mile to win the PGA, knowing they have to make a birdie to win or tie, I just think it's so brutal. But Kisner certainly, you know, has as good a chance as Eddie.
You know, the sad part in this tournament was the way Phil played. And I'm just wondering if Phil's game is just gone.
Good point. He's definitely off form. You know, from as great as he was, in the chance to win the British Open against Henrik, that round, since that event, he's been pretty...
In about a year.
Yeah, he's been pretty out of the picture. You know, he has one good round. So he's struggling. And you know what? He's 46.
I think.
Is he 47?
Yeah.
So you're right. It's a fall from grace. But, you know, it's amazing is that he is 46 and he's played that well all these years. That's the beauty of golf, that he can be relative. But, Phil's got his form was way off this week. And they actually, Andy North made the comments. He's played well there and thought that Phil might have a chance to be a little bit of a dark horse. And
right.
He was a mule this
11
weekend.
11 overall.
Yeah,
take
he was
you
a mule
out of
this weekend.
Quick.
There was no horse in him this weekend. But yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Well, and the good part of his game has always been the short game. And
right.
Even his short game in this was not very good.
Yeah. No, well, everything fell off. I mean, he shot 8 over the first day and... There was no point where he looked like he was comfortable out there.
As great as his short game is, you can't miss that many greens.
Yeah.
And he was, and you know, you're talking about significant Bermuda rough and big undulation. He's great and is up and down when he's hitting 11, 12, 13 greens because he only has to get up down four or five times, and those misses are from probably a pretty close to where you'd want to get it. We've all played golf. You can miss a green 25 feet short of the green and have an easy up and down from 45 feet, miss the green 5 feet right and have no chance. Yeah. It's all about where that miss is, and when you're playing well, it seems like you leave yourself in some good spots.
Right.
And he was just not, you know, when you get it going sideways, he was all over the place.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on Rory's play?
You know, I read an interesting thing this morning, Mike. Rory, even though when you watch him play and you watch him swing, you think he's okay, but he's not.
Right.
He still has a rib injury that he's going to need to take time off mm-hmm. for it to fully heal. And, you know, he has stretches where he's Rory, and right. he'll make three birdies in a row or four out of five holes, and then he just makes a couple of bad swings. And a lot of people were talking this morning about the fact that he's not 100% healthy. Yeah, you know, we got to remember, he's won, I think I read, 22 tournaments already and four majors, and he's 28. So he's still doing pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, he's a perfect example of top athletes performing their best when they're 100%. And when that is taken back by 5 or 10 or 15% because of an injury or something to that effect, that where he can't be 100%, it's going to come up to bite him out over the course of four rounds,
right.
over the course of two or three consecutive weeks playing. It's hard. As much as they train, they're it's amazing that what they go through, but it's going to be hard for him to be and compete again for four rounds if you're not 100%.
Yeah.
And so he struggled.
You guys mentioned that Louis Oosthuizen had won two majors. What two majors has he won?
He's won the two Open Championships, or he won a PGA. No, he didn't.
He won the Open. I don't know if he won twice.
I think twice. He has two U.S. Opens, I think. But he has two majors.
The British Opens? Well, he was in the hunt for the Masters at one time. He lost the Masters.
He's won the British, and what else?
Matthew's talking. I think he may have misspoke there. I think he's only won one.
Him
no, he's won two. I'm telling you, he's won two majors.
Google it.
Hold on.
Google it.
Yeah, you got to know how to spell his name.
Yeah, that's
when
fun.
Go
ahead and try to
it.
Spell that one. Is it double O's? Does he start with double O? It's O-U, right?
Well, wait a minute. Jeez, I'm wrong.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but
I apologize.
One major. He won the British Open,
right.
Or the Open.
And he's finished.
Matthew, you were wrong.
Mike, I never fail to admit something when I'm wrong. I'm not one of those guys. He's runner-up three times.
Yes,
in majors.
He's had some
close
calls. Amazingly, he's never won on U.S. soil. That's probably the most, to me, stunning fact that he has not won a PGA Tour event. And certainly hasn't won a major.
Well, he's winning his second major today. That's why I said he has two majors.
He may. He very well may.
Yeah.
Which is a harder golf tournament to win, the Masters or this PGA? I mean,
well,
just generally, which is harder?
I would say this PGA.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, the golf course is definitely rearing its force. And the Masters is what it is. It's once the players have played there a number of times, there's, you know, I know they make some subtle changes, but it's pretty much they understand the golf course. This one here is probably one of those tests of golf that they haven't experienced much of over the course. And again, they don't play in Bermuda that much. That's
right.
What's ironic about the PGA Tour. The traveling schedule doesn't find them playing in heavy Bermuda like they're playing in this week.
Yeah.
So,
all right, we got to take a break, Mike.
Okay, buddy.
Bye.
Feel better. Thanks, Mike. See ya. All right, we'll take a break. I don't think we're going to talk to JP today. Something's going on with him.
Okay.
He's probably on doing an interview with, I don't know, ABC Sports or something.
ABC Sports does golf?
Well, they do sports.
Under the guise of ESPN, though.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. Happy birthday, Sean.
Happy
we'll
birthday,
be back.
Sean.
Perry French, Matthew Lawrence, ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. Book your tee time at one of their five public courses at lexingtonky.gov. Play golf, Lexington.
Hey, Ryan, what's up?
Keegan Michael Key with us.
I have mnemonics to remember people's names. You go, Ryan, nice to meet you. Ryan Russillo? And you go, yeah. And I go, Ryan, shake your hand. Ryan. You just have to find an excuse to say a person's name three or four times, and then you can cement it in. Anybody that I ever got slightly drunk with and then got into some kind of like adventure with, never forget that person's name.
1-4 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's that time of year. Play golf, Lexington. Have you thought about where you're going to play your next 18 holes? Gabe Brewer Jr. at Picadome, Kearney Hill, Tate's Creek, Lakeside, and Meadowbrook are five lush public courses that bring new challenges and enjoyment. Book your next tee time at playgolflex.com. Doesn't matter if you play all the time or not that much. These courses are perfect for you. Ask about the loyalty cards and become a range member at Kearney Hill or Lakeside. Visit playgolflex.com.
At Courtesy, we're selling cars like candy bars. That's right.
Our lot is overflowing with the best selection of certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Trucks. We need your trucks.
Let Courtesy buy your truck or SUV regardless of its age, mileage, or condition.
We'll buy your truck even if you don't buy one from us. No need to set an appointment. Just stop by and we'll appraise your vehicle in as little as 2.2.
Or bring us any written offer and we'll beat it by $300.
So sell your car to Courtesy and walk away with the cash.
Visit the Courtesy Car Buying Center on Nicholasville Road, and that's what we like to call
sweet.
Here's how we see it. Driving a car isn't about getting you from A to B, because A to B could be right down the street, and B to C might be a lot farther. And what if C to D has twists and turns? Every drive is different, and so is the new 2018 Acura TLX, with an integrated dynamic system offering four distinct drive modes for adaptive control. The new 2018 Acura TLX. What a ride.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops and take the Great Big Bertha Challenge. Get fit for the new Callaway Great Big Bertha and test it against your current driver now through September 27th. And the player with the most yards gained will win four dozen Callaway golf balls. All challengers will be entered into a drawing to win one of five $500 gift cards. No purchase necessary. One entry per person. See store for details. Visit Edwin Watts Golf in Lexington at 3024 Richmond Road and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Idle Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
Welcome back. Final segment. Final segment before we know who will win the PGA Championship.
You do? You know who's going to win?
Yeah, I do. I told you this. And then I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. We have a very special guest on the line with us right now. A man who I admire, who, don't laugh, Sean, man who I admire, who is a dear friend, a fantastic golfer, somebody who we would all be, Perry, you would be honored to play with him. Mm-hmm. Lynn Martin joins us now. Hi, Lynn.
Hey, Matthew.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Well, it's really good to see that you still have a job. I think it's great.
My family thanks you, Lynn.
Well, this is practice for your next career, so I'm glad to be of service.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was curious. I don't know if you guys talked about this before or not, but the when the Jason Day shot yesterday, where he had that shot where he hit his drive in the middle of nowhere, and then he chose to play a second shot that put him in a worse position.
Yeah,
and where he was at that. Did you guys talk about that?
Yeah, we did. A lot in the opening segment because, frankly, I mean, I've been watching golf for a long time. Perry's a PGA professional, and I know Lynn knows, but he's never seen anything like that either. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that.
Lynn, it reminded me.
I didn't see the press conference afterwards to see what questions he was asked about it in terms of, you know, what was going through his mind and why he made the decision he made. But it was such a parallel to, like, what happened to Jordan Spieth, you know, in the previous major where he, you know, ended up moving the ball over at the practice facility.
At the Open Championship.
An opportunity at the Open Championship. So, you know, here was Day in a position where he had to think about options. And what was his answer as to why he did what he did?
You know, it's funny. Perry and I, neither one of us saw the press conference with him. But we were just saying, there's no... Whatever he said wouldn't have made any sense because it wasn't like there were two trees and, you know, 10 yards ahead of him and he was trying to hook it around the trees. There were trees all the way down. There was no place to hit that shot, even a perfect one. Mm-hmm. All he had to do was chip it back out into the fairway and he makes bogey at worst, probably. So it's a good question. I'm going to go on YouTube and see what he said about it. But whatever he said wouldn't make any sense, I don't think.
I was about to say, Lynn, it's like when we're out playing and we decide it's time for the hero shot, right? And it's really a bad decision. And I think he felt like if he could, as you know, he just made three birdies in a row.
Right.
He certainly had, well, except for the bogey, you know, he had some momentum. And quite frankly, the better part of valor would have been for him to pitch out and say, can I at least make five and keep myself in this tournament? But he made a decision that only, like I said, what his answer would be really good to know is that why was he trying to make that shot there to make four?
Lose your mind there?
Right. You have 18 holes left to play. It was the last hole of the tournament. Different story. Try to get five under par and hope something happens behind you. But it was truly a debacle. And this golf course is, I think, doing that to these players, don't you? I mean,
no, I do. I think so. And from my vantage point, I was still trying to understand what his goal was there. In other words, what did he think he could do?
He
hit it perfect. Where was it going?
Right. Was he trying to hit the front bunker? Exactly.
Right.
That would be the rational thinking is if I can get it to X, you know, for them, front bunker.
There
whatever,
was no 30, X.
Yeah.
Well,
he almost
point.
Made an X.
Yeah, he almost did.
And, you know, if it's 40 yards short of the green, and certainly we know these guys as good as they are inside of 100 yards, that if he could got it to 100 yards, he could at least try to get up and down for four. So that's going to happen today. Someone's going to be faced with a shot today that if we scratch our head and say, man, he made a great shot. You know, Lou Oosthuizen pulling that shot off that he did yesterday. That was probably one of the
but
best.
But he had a place... He had to hit a perfect shot, but he had a place to do it.
Right, but with the root underneath his ball, that thing could have gone a lot of different ways.
Right.
I mean, all of a sudden, he makes six or seven on the hole, and he's out of the tournament. Right. I mean, physically,
but he pulled it off. And there is nothing Jason Day could have done that would have pulled that shot off.
What if he'd have pulled it off?
Pulled what off? He couldn't. There was nowhere to go, right, Lynn? That's what we mean.
Could have.
Well, that's what all the commentators said, at least. I mean, they were all incredulous. At least when Spieth was doing what he did, he had a shot where he could actually play a shot that made some sense.
Right.
Right.
But, you know, and then he pulled it off with the multiple drops that he was able to get and the moving of line of sight relief and all that kind of stuff. So from that angle, that was really the difference.
But have you ever played Quail Hollow, Lynn?
I have not. I have not. But
okay.
I tell you this, I'm actually pulling for Kevin Kisner. He's a member at Sage Valley.
There you go.
And he plays down there a little bit. He's from Aiken, South Carolina.
Yes.
I've never met him, but, you know, I mean, interested to see if he could pull it off. But, hey, I did have one quick comment on your question about Louis Oosthuizen. You know, he's only won one national or one major.
Major,
as you pointed out. But what happened is he actually won the Masters and then lost it in the playoff. He tied to win the Masters, and maybe that's where
thinking.
Did Cabrera beat him in that
I forgot who beat him. I forgot who beat him, but he lost in the playoff at the Masters.
Right. He did lose in the playoff. Right.
Well, he's going to win his second one today. That's what I was thinking.
It's gonna be fun.
Hey, one advertising question for you guys, and I'm curious. I know French Lick is one of our great sponsors for the show.
Yep.
And I've never been to French Lick. How far a drive is French Lick from Indianapolis, curious, for example?
From Indianapolis? I don't really know. I know how far it is from my house.
I get that. And I was just trying to figure out from, I have a reason for the question.
Let's talk about it, because I'll speak to my guys up there. Whatever you need, Lynn. I'm here for you.
Yeah.
You know that.
I know you are. I know you are.
That's a tough golf course up there for sure. You'll enjoy that test of golf. Woo!
Right. Pete. And Perry, I haven't seen you for quite a while now.
Yes.
But it's time for a new fitting.
There you go. Let's do it.
Hey, Lynn.
Yeah.
2 hours and 6 minutes from Indianapolis.
206.
Okay. Yes.
Well, that's about the same distance from your house.
It is. That's right. It's 101.1 miles.
Yeah.
According to Sean C., our cartographer. How's that for a word?
Okay.
Lynn, certainly give me a call.
I think it's time for the broadcast crew and the owner and one winning key customer to go play the French Lick.
There you go. Think so? I think that'd be an awesome time. I'm in.
Yes, I do.
Do they have an airport there?
They do. I'm sure they do.
Okay. Well, we need to investigate that. It's time.
I will be there for the investigation. Okay, cool.
All right, fellas. All right. I'm on the tee at 9:30.
So that a baby.
See you guys next time.
Hit him straight. Right.
Thanks, Lynn.
All right, thanks, Lynn.
See you guys.
All right. Bye. See ya. Lynn
there
Mark.
You go.
Yeah.
He loves to play golf, and he's very good at it. He struggled with his back over the last few years, and it's kept him from playing as well as. But he mentioned the fitting. We've had some time on the tee box.
He is really good, too.
Loves to play. Loves the game, and that's kind of fun to carry that passion into the.
I'm surprised he didn't just come up to me in the hall and say, you want to go to French Lick?
He's going to tea time.
No, I don't mean today.
Well, make that happen.
In a phone call.
There you go.
I have a lot of power around here in certain places. All right. We got 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
Really quickly, talked the whole show about the PGA. Yesterday, I played at my favorite golf course, Kearney Hill. I am ball bound.
Mm-hmm.
I am so focused on the actual golf ball sitting directly below my eyes that I make swings that I have no idea where they came from. So you have 2 minutes. Go.
Well, that's instant golf lesson. I think the first thing is that when you're focusing on hitting the ball.
That's
the negative effect on all players struggle with it. You're just so focused on impact. You've got to get back to picking out your targets. You know, when it's with the driver, you've got to look down the fairway. If it's a lot of golf courses have those markers, the 150 markers, pick a spot out. That's where you want the ball to land.
Right.
When you're playing your approach shots, you know, if it's the flag, great. If it's left center, right center, front of the green, pick those spots out. Just like when you're chipping, you've got to do the same thing. You've got to focus on the where you want the ball to go and land, as opposed to how it's going to get there. The how it's going to get there is something you take place on the driving range.
See, that's perfect. That's right.
And focused on that. And you cannot let impact, because it only occurs in the middle of your golf swing, be the reason that your swing either comes off good or poorly. The shot result is the shot result.
Right.
And a lot of players, I talked about my recent round, starting aiming the ball, hoping the ball gets in the left center of the fairway.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to happen. The more you start to aim the ball, the more crooked the shot goes. So get back to your swing motion. Take a good, I think routine always comes into play. Get back to your routine. Walk into the shot, that 2 or 3 steps that we take to line up and walk in and get your feet settled, and then go right into your swing and focus on getting to a good finish and letting whatever the result be, let it be. It's a lot easier said than done.
Yeah.
But get yourself ready for that type of
But it's also why our practice swings.
Yes.
We say it all
There's
the time.
No ball.
I have the best. I look like a freaking PGA pro when I take my practice swing.
Yes.
I played with we played with a great guy, Colleen, and I played with Finn yesterday.
Right.
And he's a wonderful guy.
Warm up on the tee.
Yes.
Like we did with our 7-iron.
Right.
Work on practicing hitting the ball off the tee and leaving the tee sitting there. Get yourself swinging through the shot.
Right. Okay.
And not to the ball.
All right.
And that's a tough thing to do, but if you get your mind focused on where you want the ball to land,
Okay.
a lot better things should happen.
All right. Who's winning?
I'm going to go with...
Just give me a name. Don't give me the whole thing.
Matsuyama.
Oh, he's a Srixon guy.
Yeah,
of course.
I think his son is going to come to come.
I hope he wins.
He's the best ball striker.
I'm going with Louie. Thanks for listening, everybody. Dan and Mary Joe. coming up. We've had a great time here. It's Backspin Golf. Thanks, Perry. Thanks, Sean. ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf.